With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The 2024 election results remain close at this hour. We go live now to correspondent Bob Agnew.
Tayshia, Republicans have been winning some seats in the House of Representatives.
The GOP has won some seats in key states in their effort to hold control of the House. Florida Republican candidates have won 19 out of 28 congressional districts with victories for GOP Senator Rick Scott and the state declaring victory for former President Donald Trump. Texas has also declared Trump the winner, with Republicans winning 9 House seats so far to 8 for Democrats. 5 Ohio House seats have gone red compared to 2 for Ohio Democrats. Tennessee has Donald Trump as the projected winner, as well as Senator Marsha Blackburn, and Republicans in 6 out of 8 House seats.
That's House correspondent Bernie Bennett. The 7 key battleground states in the presidential race, still too early to call. Meanwhile, Republican U.S. Representative John Curtis has won Mitt Romney's open U.S. Senate seat in Utah. And Tayshia, the GOP has flipped the West Virginia seat of retiring Senator Joe Manchin, as expected. Back to you, Tayshia.
Thanks much, Bob. And Election Day has not been a day without its problems. Another metro Atlanta county has seen voting disrupted by bomb threats.
About an hour before polls were to close, officials in DeKalb County said they received bomb threats against 5 polling places. Officials in the overwhelmingly Democratic suburb said voting had been suspended at those locations until police confirmed that there are no bombs. County officials said they're seeking a court order to extend voting, which is routine in Georgia when a polling place is disrupted.
Bernie Bennett reporting there. In Seattle, police have responded to a group of radical Antifa members in the downtown area. California, nearly 25,000 customers are being warned about possible power shutoffs in San Diego County. Red flag warnings will be in place beginning Wednesday for the strongest Santa Ana winds of the year, along with low humidity. This is SRN News. A Canadian province tackles transgenderism.
Lawmakers in Alberta are considering a measure that would bar doctors from performing sex change operations on children. The legislation mirrors a number of state laws in the U.S. that say anybody under the age of 18 simply cannot make an informed decision about having irreversible surgery designed to help them live as the opposite sex. Canada is generally more socially liberal than this country, but parents north of the border are beginning to express concerns about transgenderism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Britain's new ban on silent prayer outside abortion clinics has gone into effect, but the debate over its legality continues to rage. Many pro-life advocates say the buffer zone law violates free speech and freedom of religion. Bishop John Sherrington of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales says religious freedom includes the right to manifest one's private beliefs in public through witness prayer and charitable outreach. This is SRN News. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is ordered to appear in court after missing a deadline to turn over assets.
A judge orders Rudy Giuliani to appear in a New York courtroom Thursday to explain why he missed an October 29th deadline to surrender his belongings as part of a $148 million defamation judgment. This comes after lawyers for 2 former Georgia election workers who were awarded the massive judgment reported to the court they went to Giuliani's Manhattan apartment last week to see what assets were there, but it had been cleared out. Those possessions include his $5 million Upper East Side apartment, a 1980 Mercedes once owned by movie star Lauren Bacall, and a variety of other belongings. Julie Walker, New York.
Home Depot co-founder Bernard Marcus has died at the age of 95. The company made the announcement on Tuesday. More details at srnnews.com.